KMT 2021 BLG 1898, Planetary Microlensing Event Involved with Binary Source Stars, by Cheonghong Hai et al. The light curve of the microlensing event KMT 2021 BLG 1898 exhibits a short-term central anomaly with double bump features that cannot be explained by the usual binary lens or binary source interpretations. With the aim of interpreting the anomaly, we analyze the lensing light curve under various sophisticated models. We find that the anomaly is explained by a model, in which both the lens and source are binaries, 2L2S model. For this interpretation, the lens is a planetary system with a planet-host-mass ratio of Q approximately 1.5 times 10 to the minus 3, and the source is a binary composed of a turn-off or a subgiant star and a mid-K dwarf. The double bump feature of the anomaly can also be depicted by a triple lens model, 3L1S model, in which the lens is a planetary system containing two planets. Among the two interpretations, the 2L2S model is favored over the 3L1S model not only because it yields a better fit to the data, by Deitch caret 2 equals 14.3 18.5, but also the Einstein radii derived independently from the two stars of the binary source result in consistent values. According to the 2L2S interpretation, KMT 2021 BLG 1898 is the third planetary lensing event occurring on a binary stellar system, following Moya 2010 BL G117 and KMT 2018 BLG 1743. Under the 2L2S interpretation, we identify two solutions resulting from the close wide degeneracy in determining the planet-host separation. From a Bayesian analysis, we estimate that the planet has a mass of approximately 0.7-0.8 MJ, and it orbits an early M-dwarf host with a mass of approximately 0.5 MSN. The projected planet-host separation is approximately 1.9 AU and approximately 3.0 AU according to the close and wide solutions, respectively. This was KMT 2021 BLG 1898, Planetary Microlensing Event Involved with Binary Source Stars, by Cheonghong Hai et al.